Here's one way that cities often honor their local heroes. They name streets after them. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio just renamed a stretch of road in Manhattan for a favorite son, George Carlin. And for the first time ever, the mayor named a New York City street in honor of a Russian author. Here's Alina Simone.
It's an unlikely place for history to be made. A confusing neighborhood wedged between competing airports, where businesses can be three things at once, you know, pizza, sushi, bagel shop. But after 18,000 people signed a change.org petition, 63rd Drive here in Queens, at the corner of 108th Street, will soon be known as Sergei Davlatov Way. If you're Russian-American like me, you're probably quietly rejoicing. If not, it's more like, who is Sergei Davlatov? Davlatov is kind of the Bukowski of Russian literature. He battled his demons in the pages of his autobiographical novels. He had one of those epic 20th century lives, working as a guard in Soviet prison camps, struggling in obscurity when his work was banned, and finally moving to New York under pressure from the KGB. But once in the United States, Davlatov's career thrived. His books were published here for the first time, and he lived just long enough to witness his popularity explode. In Russia, that is.
Everyone. I would get on the metro and people would be reading the books, or I'd walk on a street and people would be sitting on a bench reading my dad.
That's Davlatov's daughter, Catherine, whose translation of her father's novel, Pushkin Hills, was published last year. Sergei Davlatov died of a heart attack in 1990, when he was only 49, but his wife, Yelena, still lives in their apartment on 63rd Drive. Sitting on the couch in that apartment, I asked Yelena what their life here was like. She says our life looked like the life of all new immigrants. We survived everything. Lack of money, difficulties with the culture and everyday domestic life. Then Catherine adds,
I remember our life as being very loud in this apartment. My father was loud. He was big. He took a lot of space. There were always phone calls. He was always talking to somebody. It was full of life. This notion occurred to me later, but I think he loved jazz because he himself struggled against chaos. People would come over. He was quite popular among the immigrant and cultured circles, and so people came here all the time, and they would always gather in this kitchen and eat and drink and talk and discuss literature mostly, at least as far as I remember. It was always about literature or, you know, local gossip. So that's what I remember, and then after he died, it went quiet. So I remember that was a difficult thing to get used to.
I wondered what Davlatov, whose writing was hardly sentimental, would have thought had he known one day his own street would bear his name.
I think he probably would have joked something. It's like, I told you kids you have a great dad. I mean, I think going back, obviously we had a difficult relationship, and part of the immigrant experience is that, you know, kids don't really understand their parents. We start to speak different languages. We have different values. We just kind of grow apart a little bit because culturally we're different as well. And so I think for my dad, it was important back then that I understood that what he was doing was important and, you know, that literature was important, that he was somebody, I guess, not just kind of an immigrant loser who, I don't know, didn't have money.
As for Yelena, had she known this would happen someday? She says, I would probably have rushed to America earlier. As it is, she's still getting used to the idea. She says, of course, it's an indescribable feeling to find yourself on a street named after a member of your own family, and to try to pretend that's a perfectly normal occurrence. Before I left, I asked them whether there was a single Davlatov quote that might apply to the triumph and irony of the situation. It's a comment Davlatov once made about the paradoxical nature of his fame. I'm both surprised when I'm recognized and surprised when I'm not recognized. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Queens.